Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Partly cloudy tonight, a stray shower or thunderstorm, a low in the mid-50s. Full forecast details are coming up. A company installing a sign hit a gas main in Burlington this morning, forcing an evacuation of the area and a power shutdown. The accident happened about 10:30 this morning when the sign crew hit a 5-inch main with an auger in the area of South Main Street in Edgewood, according to Burlington fire officials. As a precaution, more than 24 homes in the area and several apartment buildings were evacuated. Also, as a precaution, We Energy spokesman Brian Manthe says the electricity was also shut down in the area.
What we were doing is working with the fire department, police department, to make sure the area was safe as we tried to stop that flow of gas to the break. And so during that time, you don't want to have any sparks that could possibly ignite that natural gas. So by turning off the power to that area, we were able to keep at least those sparks from being any kind of an issue that could create a problem in that area where the natural gas leak was.
The power outage affected about 1,900 customers. After the gas main break was brought under control before 1 o'clock, the power was restored to most customers in Burlington, except those in the immediate vicinity of the break. All of the power is back on. Where Foxconn will build its massive plant remains the subject of speculation, and some of the people who would be affected if that site is in Mount Pleasant attended last night's village board meeting seeking answers. Brown Road resident Pat Peterson said the residents of the area are in limbo, and she feels destroying their neighborhood is not the right thing to do.
Many of us are living on our family farms and cherish our heritage dearly. It is not our choice to be moving and leaving our homes behind to be bulldozed down. Racine County, the governor, and Foxconn have made that decision for us. It's a sad thing to have our government side more with a foreign company, give them all kinds of incentives and tax breaks, than to treat their own fellow Americans who have faithfully paid their taxes for all these years and have them leave their cherished land and homes.
Village President Dave DeGroote, who traveled to Japan last week for what he described only as a fact-finding trip for a proposed development, said everyone wants to get the information out. It's been widely reported that Foxconn is looking at land east of I-94 and south of Highway 11. A formal announcement is expected in the next few weeks. If Foxconn comes to fruition as predicted in Mount Pleasant, other area manufacturers are facing a double whammy in being able to hire enough workers, not to mention making sure they're trained in the latest technology. During a strategy session at UW Parkside, manpower labor management expert Rebecca Kowalski noted that a recent study identified dozens of new job titles.
Anytime you're putting 165 new roles into a sector, that puts a tremendous pressure on the system, not only to produce new skills, but to help people evolve into well-paying jobs. Because what they did a year ago, 2 years ago, is going to change pretty significantly.
The closed-door brainstorming session was attended by over 100 representatives from business, education, and government. The former Dairyland Greyhound Park in Kenosha now officially has a new owner, Los Angeles-based Majestic Realty Company. No purchase price was disclosed, and Majestic plans an industrial development on the 228-acre site. The dog track closed several years ago, the last of five that opened in the state in 1990. A preliminary budget for the current school year by law and because of how the fiscal year is structured has been approved by the Racine Unified School Board for purposes of a public hearing in about 3 weeks. Budget Director Mark Duff said nothing has changed much based on calculations and reasonable expectations, with the tax rate still showing $10 per thousand of assessed valuation, a penny lower than last year. Duff confirmed about a quarter of the almost $315 million total budget is from the local levy, while the voucher tax is also a significant factor.
We're about 60% state aided, but yes, we do get higher percent of state aid, but also some of that is we also get aid for the voucher levy, the voucher tax, so that's part of it as well. A significant part of the jump from the prior year is because of the voucher tax.
The public hearing for the current year budget in Racine Unified is the evening of Monday, October 16th, while the district waits on some all-important numbers to replace guesstimates in the spending plan. The triple homicide August 13th at the Great Lakes Dragaway off Highway KR in Kenosha County is on tonight's agenda for the Paris Town Board meeting that starts at 7 o'clock. Chairman Virgil Gentz tells the Kenosha News everybody knows things have to change there. Three Illinois men were shot to death near a food vending area, and Sheriff David Beth says they continue coordinating with other agencies, including the FBI. In addition, a $25,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the conviction of whomever was responsible. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.